paragraph Gimel. Vize shekosa b'likutei toira meharizal. B'parshas Vayera, this is why the Arizal writes in his Sefer Likutei Toira, Parshas Vayera, shemitzvas kibud avoim, that the mitzvah of showing respect for parents, humachmas she'ove ve'imoi noisnen loy levush, is because of the fact that the parents give the child a garment, shaydeze kol avoidosoi, where that garment is the secret behind everything that that child is going to do in life. All the mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim draw their energy from that garment that the parents give to the soul of the child. And that's if the garment is a good garment, a healthy garment, a holy garment. If the parents are religious, if they conduct themselves properly, then they give that child a garment that gives that child nuclear energy. That's the batteries. That's the whole source from where that child draws the energy to do mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim and learn Torah, everything else. If chas v'shalom, the parents are the other way, then chas v'shalom, the garment that they give the child is an obstacle. It holds the child back. It makes it more difficult. It doesn't make it totally impossible, but it makes it more difficult for the child to learn Torah, to do mitzvahs, etc., etc. Move on, Shom. The Arizal, it's understood there from the words of the Arizal, she'avoida so'odom al yidei mitzvahs kibud avoim, that the success or failure of a Jew in this world, a Jew's serving Hashem in this world, is accomplished through the mitzvah of respect for parents. Because the Arizal says, by showing them respect, respect is associated with garments. The guy, it's like he's pumping energy into those garments, and he's making those garments into a Superman cape that gives him incredible power to do mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, etc. V'zehu, and this is why the pasuk says, kabei desovicha v'simecha, v'chulu, etc. And then it says right afterwards, ves shabsoisai tishmoiru, give respect to your parents and keep the Shabbos. And the Gemara says, why does it say them next to each other? To teach us that the reason for respect for parents is to give respect to Hashem. If your parents tell you to be mechal Shabbos, then that's not respect. We don't want that, chas v'shalom. So, kulchem chayovim b'chvoidi. The reason for respect for parents is because all of you are obligated to give me respect, Hashem says. You and your parents have to respect me. Ki ikar kibudov kidei sheyuchal legalos kvoid Hashem yisborach. Because the main reason for me giving respect to my parents is because that's going to help me serve Hashem better. That's going to put energy, nuclear energy, into the garment that my parents supply me with, that's going to help me do mitzvahs ma'asim tovim. Avo kishe'ov evoimer loy lavar al divrei Torah. Whereas, chas v'shalom, if a person's parent tells them to go against the Torah, v'liv goyim b'chvoid yisborach, to show disrespect to Hashem, bevadai ein tzorich lishmoy aloy. Certainly, the child is not supposed to listen to the parent. Adarabba, just the opposite. Bozeh mekayim kibudov, the way that you show respect for the parent is by not listening, by not complying with his wishes to go against the Torah. Because the reason behind respect for parent is respect for Hashem. So if my showing respect to my parent is going to show disrespect for Hashem, I'm defeating the purpose. I'm missing the boat. I'm not realizing what the whole reason behind the Kibud Avoim was. Kibud Avoim is a display of respect for Hashem. That's what it's all about. Paragraph Dalid. V'zeh, this is why the pasuk says, Kabei desovicha v'simecha, leman ya'arichun yomecha. Give respect to your parents so that you'll be blessed with long life. Ki ayidei kibudov, Mamshichin hakovoid mi maimar sosum, shenizgal al yidei kibudov, because through the mitzvah of kibudov, we draw on that kovoid that comes from that hidden statement of creation, which is revealed when we show respect for parents, al yidei shemegalin shahahoylodo mishom kanal, by showing that the birth, the process of birth, which on the surface seems to be a dirty, filthy thing, chas v'shalom, is really one of the most respectable, one of the highest, it's connected to the highest possible kovod of Hashem, that maimar sosum. V'shom ikruhu arichas yomim. And we know that it's from that maimar sosum, from that first statement of creation, bereshis, from the keser, that's where long life comes from. Kiyadua b'ksovim, as is known in the writings of the Arizal. This is a very basic concept in Sifrei Kabbalah, that when we talk about the midos of Hashem, the lower we are on the ladder, the younger we're talking about, the younger an age group we're talking about. For example, the spheros of Netzach, Hoid, Yesoid, and Malchus, which are the four lowest spheros of the ten, are referred to as bonim, children. The next level up, Chesed, Gvura, Teferes, are called avos, parents, corresponding to Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov. The next level up, Chochma and Bina, are called Savin, grandparents. And the highest level up, the Keser, is called Savin de Savin, great-grandparents, kaviyachol. So the concept of long life, arichos yomim, is associated with the Keser, right? Great-grandparents, that's the oldest, you know, that we know of, right? Kabe de Savicha v'simecha, give respect to your parents, leman yorichen yomecha, because that's going to take you up to the top floor. That'll take you up, that connects you to the Keser, which is called Sovin the Sovin, great-grandparents. That's where you draw longevity of life from. That's where you draw Arichas Yomim. It's called Orich Anpin, the terminology that's used in Sifrei Kabbalah. They speak about Ze'er Anpin, small faces, small or young. Ze'er means small or young. And Orich Anpin means long or large, long life. Arichas Yomim, Orich Anpin. The Tikkuni Zohar, I remember I had the privilege. Oy, what a privilege. When I was about 17 years old, shortly after I met Rav Rosenfeld Zal, Erev Pesach came around. I don't remember if it was the first Erev Pesach or the second Erev Pesach after I had met him. And usually it's a custom that the rabbi makes a siyum for the benefit of the Bechorim. You know, those people are Bechor who are obligated to fast on Erev Pesach. And one of the ways of not having to fast is when you attend a siyum on a Gemara. So the custom is, and it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, that it's preferred not to fast on Erev. But even for the Bechorim, it's preferred to attend the siyum. So many rabbis make a siyum on a Gemara. Sometimes they'll make a siyum on a set of Mishnayis, Seder Zeroim. Rav Rosenfeld, Zechon Levracha, several times made a siyum on Shas. And one time, he made a siyum on Tikkuni Zohar, the Sefer Tikkuni Zohar on Erev Pesach. And he said, this is like 10 sets of Shas. This is like Shas 10 times over. It was a shir that he had with one of his students where they learned for 12 years. 12 years. They learned first twice a week, then once a week, learning the Tikkuni Zohar in depth with the writings of the Arizal, full. I had the privilege, one of the times that they used to learn was Friday afternoon, and I was in high school at the time, so very often we'd get out of school 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, I would come to his house, we would go to the mikveh with him, Erev Shabbos, a friend of mine, we'd take him sometime, so very often we'd come in, and they were finishing up the last few minutes of that shir, which was like a half hour, 45 minutes to an hour, that shir in Tikkuni Zohar. So one Erev Pesach, he said that the siyum is going to be on Tikkuni Zohar. And I remember that the last few lines, one of the questions that's asked there is, how come in the beginning of creation, when Hashem first created the world, in Bereshis, at the end of Bereshis, we read about people living 900, 700, 800, hundreds and hundreds of years, and then shortly afterwards it stopped, and we got shrunk down to a maximum of 120. Why? This question, if I'm not mistaken, Rabbi Elozo Reb Shimon asks to his father, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochezal. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochezal says, the answer is simple. Because in those days, they were plugged into Orech Anpin. They drew their life from the top floor. They were drawing their spiritual sustenance from the kesef, from Orech Hanpin. Orech Hanpin is Arichus Yamim, like we just said here. It's long life. So on a physical level, it manifests itself in them living 700. Nowadays, our chius, our spiritual life, comes from Zeranpin, from the bottom floor, the lower floor. Therefore, we're drawing from a place of less life. And therefore, our physical lives can reach a maximum of 120, etc., etc. Shebishvil ze hoyu hadoyrois horishoinim bimei odom venoyach marichim yomim. For this reason, the generations during the time of Odom Arishon and Noach lived very long lives, because they drew their life, their spiritual life, from Orech Hanpin, Bechinas Keser, Shehu Bechinas Maimar Sosum. That's where they were plugged in. They were drawing from there. Bechinas Aye, that's where they were drawing their life from. Kayadua, as is known in Sifrei Kabbalah. Umachmas Shalidei Kibudov, Zoichen Lalois Lishom Kanal, and because of the fact that the Torah tells you that this mitzvah of respect for parents is so big, that this is one of the mitzvahs through which you're zoicha to long life, the bracha for it is Arichus Yamim, Al Kain Zoichen Al Yidei Zeh Arichus Yamim. Now we understand why you're zoicha to this long life, Bechinas Laman Yorich Yamecha, because we showed how the whole concept of the relationship between parents and a child, the fact that parents give birth to a child, that birth process is associated with those mekoymos hametunafim, with the klipos, with it. And that's a place, on one hand, of major hisgabrus haklipos, and that's a place of the highest kavod of Hashem. That's the place of the keser, of the Orech Hanpin, etc. And when a child is born properly, and when the child lives properly and shows respect to parents, they're revealing that my birth was not something filthy, dirty. My birth is something that's associated with Maimar Sosum, the highest kavod, longevity of life. And that's why the bracha for respect for parents is to be zecha to live a long life. Val pize yocholim lohovin ktsas. All of us should have had a tremendous question based on what I said a few moments ago. 1 minute, you're telling me that those earlier generations were on such a high level, they were plugged into the Keser Orech Hanpin, they were drawing from there? How come the Torah portrays them as a bunch of bums, a bunch of bad guys, doing all kinds of sins, the flood and the... There aren't that many heroes there. We read about one hero and all the rest were Hashem wanted to destroy. How come? How could it be? How could it be that they were all Rishoim despite the fact that they were drawing their life from the top floor? Ach be'emes adaraba. But the truth is, it's just the opposite of what you might have thought. Daika al yedei zeh. It's because of the fact that they were plugged into such a high place, they couldn't handle the test. The higher a person is, the Gemara says, Kol agodol mechaveroi, yitzroi godlei menu. The higher a level you're on, Hashem gives you a bigger yetzer hara. So if they were on the top floor, if they were drawing from that top floor, you have to try to imagine what level their yetzer hara was on. Because of the fact that they were drawing from Bereshis this hidden statement, Shemishom Yenikas HaKlipois, which is the same place that all the Klipois draw from, Al Kain Hisgabru Bohem Beyoiser Achizas HaKlipois Sheyonkimishom. So the Klipois weren't on vacation. The Klipois did everything in their power to try to topple those people, to try to mess up those people. Vehem hoyutzrichemos lidroi shulavakesh harbeas Hashem yisborach b'makoymoisahem. And those people, when they saw themselves falling into the klipois, what should they have done? They should have screamed, Aye makoym kivoidoi, Hashem, where are you? Ve'oz hoyu oilim betachles ho'aliyah. And if they would have done that, they would have boomeranged. It would have been a diving board. They would have sprang even much higher than they were originally. Aval heim lo yomdu b'nisoyin. However, unfortunately, they did not pass the test. V'lo yidroshu v'ikshu karo. They didn't search for and seek Hashem the way they were supposed to. V'ideze nechzachzu b'hem b'yoyser toikev hasitra achro shinikos mishon. And as a result, the most powerful forces of the sitra achro, which are plugged in up there, took hold of them and beat them up and everything. And that's how they becomes. That's how they became such terrible rishoim. Rachmona Litzlan. Interesting. Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, right? The worst of the worst. They destroyed the whole purpose of creation. They showed the greatest disrespect to Hashem. Hashem said, "Don't eat," and they said, "Yes, eat." Right? What happened? They got very embarrassed. And Hashem says to Adam, Orishoin, Ayeko, where are you? They got embarrassed. They covered themselves up. They went to hide. They made clothing. They were suddenly felt ashamed and embarrassed. It says they covered themselves. And they heard the voice of Hashem traveling through Gan Eden. And Hashem said, Ayeko, where are you? And Adam Arishan said, I don't know. I didn't started trying to explain to him. That Ayeko, Rav Nosson Sal brings in other places, is the Ayay, Aleph Yud Hey, and the Chof is the Keser. The Chof stands for that Keser. That was Adam Arishan fell to such a low place where Kaviyochel Hashem had to reach out to him in a sense, and Hashem said the Ayay for him in a sense. This cry of this Ayeko, where are you? This Ayay Mekoyim Kevoidoi, which is what began the tikkun for Adam HaRishon. Hashem did not destroy him totally. Hashem allowed he did tshuva, etc. Same thing with Cain and Hevel. When Cain kills Hevel, and then Hashem says to him, Ey Hevel Achicho, where? Ey, Aleph Yud, that's the Aleph Yud of Ayay. Where is your brother Hevel? So Cain says, what do you mean? Am I my brother's keeper? Hashem Arachi Anaychi? And Hashem says to him, who are you playing with? Your brother's blood is crying out to me, screaming. What do you do that for? What do you kill him for? These are all examples of this Ayei Mekoyim Kevoidoi. Purim, we're headed, this Shabbos is Shabbos Mevorachim. We're going to be benching Rosh Chodesh Adar. We're going to have Purim. The Torah says that Esther Hamalka, after everything, the whole buildup that goes on in the Megillah, that the Jews are almost totally wiped out. They've been in Golus for 70 years. They've just about given up. And now Haman comes to power. It's Haman and Ahasuerus and Vashti. And they're all stomping on the Jews, trying to wipe them out totally, totally, totally. And Esther, though there's two tzaddikim in the world, Mordechai and Esther, and one of them is taken captive. She's in Ahasuerus's palace. She's in the Mekoimois Hametunafim. She's in the filthiest place in the world. What's Ahasuerus doing? He's gathering thousands of girls to try them all out to see who's going to be his wife. And then she knows she has to go see him. She has to go see Ahasuerus. And in order to go see him, she has to pass through a center of idols, a room where all the idols are kept. And the Gemara says when she went into that room, the Ruach HaKodesh left her. The Spirit of Hashem left her totally. And that was when she cried out, Keli, Keli, Lomo Azavtoni. Hashem, Hashem, why are you leaving me? Why are you leaving me? And it says, as soon as she said those, that was the Ayei Mekoyim Kevoidoi. I'm in Ahasuerus's palace. I'm in the room with the Avodah Zarah. Where are you, Hashem? And that was where Hashem came back and she blasted through Ahasuerus and Haman and everything turned completely around, where we have the greatest, the holiest holiday, the Keser, the Ayay is Purim. The holiday, which seems to be the most irreligious, what's everybody doing? They're getting drunk, they're in costumes, they're eating, the furthest thing possible from Yiddishkeit. Purim seems to be the furthest possible holiday from Yiddishkeit. Nothing to do with Judaism. You know? And that's this hidden kavod. That's this Maimar Sosim. That in there is hidden this highest, highest level kavod Hashem. That's the Megillah. The Megillah, Hashem is totally absent. Hashem's name is not mentioned once. Where? He's hidden. Hamelech. Every time it says Hamelech, where it seems to be taught, referring to Achashverosh, it's the other Melech, it's Hashem, Hamel, the king, etc., etc. I'm giving you just highlights, little droplets of some of the unbelievable things that Rav Nosson Zal reveals all over the Likutei Halachos on this topic. This is one of the most fantastic topics in Yiddishkeit, in Breslov, you know, especially in our form. To learn and understand and draw all the inspiration that we're supposed to draw from this.